Let's talk some Super Bowl. Bring in Bill Zimfer this morning on News Radio, WTAM 1100. Hi, Bill.
Good morning, Bill.
I guess a shock, breaking news, Gronk is going to play. Everybody's just so totally surprised, I'm sure.
Yeah, I don't think for a minute Jim Schwartz, the defensive coordinator of the Eagles, was thinking that Gronkowski would not play. His defensive game plan certainly centers around Gronk.
So much noise around the Super Bowl, the big party. Bill, you just want a good game, though, right?
Yeah, and I think we're going to get one, Bill. These are two teams that don't give up a whole lot of points. They're in the top five in points allowed this season, even though the Patriots do give up some yardage defensively. I think we should have a competitive game. Of course, you never know. Turnovers play a big part. But just looking at the two teams and the way they play defense, this should be very interesting, and I think a close game.
You know, Bill, you look at that, right, the defensive side. We always think offense. Of course, all eyes on the quarterbacks. Nick Foles is quite a story, isn't he?
Boy, he sure is, Mike. I'll tell you what. This is a guy who was ready to retire a couple of years ago, and he was plucked out of nowhere by Doug Peterson before the season started. Ended up starting when Carson Wentz went down, and just played fantastic 2 weeks ago in the championship game against Minnesota. And one thing he really does well, and you're going to hear a lot about this Sunday, is RPOs, run-pass options. The Eagles do that more than any team in the league, where Foles will come up to the line and then decide whether it's going to be a run or pass, depending on what kind of coverage he sees. And it'll be a very good chess match going on here between Matt Patricia and Bill Belichick and the offensive coaches Frank Reich and Doug Peterson of the Eagles, just to see how they're going to handle those run pass options. You can do it with man to man, you can disguise your coverages, and that's going to be one of the goals of the defense of the Patriots. For the Eagles, it's all about pressure. Get pressure on Tom Brady. Eagles have been better at that than any other team this season, even without blitzing. They're one of the teams that blitzes a low amount of time, but they can still get pressure on the quarterback.
Yeah, Brady, well, no quarterback likes to get hit, but he's so good at evading that, isn't he, Bill?
Oh, man, he is one of those guys that can just slide around in the pocket and deliver the football. In fact, his quarterback rating, Mike, is higher at 95.5 under pressure than most quarterbacks are with nobody around him.
Who you got Sunday night, Zimfer?
I'll tell you what, my pick is going to go for the Eagles. I got the Eagles winning 23-20.
Billy Zimfer will check in Monday morning. I like it. Thanks, pal.
All right. See you guys.
Halftime, of course, Justin. He says Janet Jackson, Jay-Z, NSYNC, nor Chris Stapleton will not be special guests. He's keeping a list, I guess. They were asked, and he said, well, they're not going to be here. He said, it's just me. Might bring his kid up on stage.
And his son won't play football
his
either.
His son won't play football either, but he's there for the halftime show. We are spending money. Last year, Americans spent on the Super Bowl a lot. This year, it's expected to be $15.3 billion, almost $81 per fan. Now, they're averaging in everything. Food, beverages, and, you know, your neighbor that bought a TV. That's up over 8% from last year. Here's a stat. Come Monday, a lot of people, I guess, call in sick. According to a survey, 13.9 million will call in sick the day after the Super Bowl. It is the biggest sick day of the year.
Well, Camino's trying to put a drive together that we make it a holiday.
A holiday.
The day after the Super Bowl is the holiday because there is so many people calling. You know, Scooter, are you coming in Monday?
Oh, absolutely. I'll be here.
You'll be here?
Oh, yes. I don't know about other people in our staff, though. That's every day around
but
here.
But it's a... Camino thinks it should be a holiday.
Yeah. He would.
Camino needs another day not to work. I know. Yeah. Timberlake will have the halftime show. Big deal, though, when it comes to security at a big event like this. Crime terrorism analyst Brad Garrett joins us on that part of the Super Bowl. Look, we saw here in Cleveland security when it comes to the RNC a couple of years ago. A big event, of course, the Super Bowl, similar as far as what the people in Minneapolis are going through?
Equal, if not even bigger. Keep in mind the football stadium is in town, so it creates the additional challenges of surrounding buildings, roads, etc. So that's one avenue. The Minneapolis police are smaller than many other departments that hold Super Bowls, so there's more feds, like 1,700-plus feds. Interesting number, 10,000 volunteers to be eyes and ears, just to walk around, not probably sworn folks. You see something, you know, you give the sworn folks a shout, and they come check it out. So, you know, it's got all of the bells and whistles security-wise, from, you know, bomb-sniffing dogs to air sensors to you name it.
Brent, I would presume they would have been in there early, a couple years ago, probably when it was announced for Minneapolis. I mean, they've hosted huge events before, but there's a lot of planning, correct?
It is all 2 years. In other words, wherever it is next year, They started planning a year ago and on down the road. Yes, the coordination bill is the real key here. You think about the number of law enforcement agencies, city, county, state, federal. Everybody's in their lane about, you know, I'm sure the police there will do a lot of the traffic control, et cetera. The feds will control security and maybe the inner perimeter of the stadium itself. All of the vendors, think about that. They're going to have additional vetting to get in and out of the stadium. All of their food, all of their whatever they're selling, all has to be checked before it can come into the stadium. So it is a huge process.
Big event, big time security. Brad Garrett's take on it. Thanks, Brad.
Take care.